Happening this weekend is our Friday feature, looking at what you can look forward to over the coming weekend. Fear of missing out, FOMO as they call it. I cannot remember the last time I was this upset with myself for planning to do something, procrastinating, and then not getting around it. What am I talking about? Well, earlier in the year, I planned to attend the first in-person Franschhoek Literary Festival since the outbreak of the pandemic, and I just didn't get around to it. It's taking place this weekend, the 13th of May to the 15th, and of course, it's happening in the Cape Winelands in Franschhoek. To talk us through what might be on the offer is the veteran broadcaster and author and so much more, and a voice so many of you love and know, Jenny Chris Williams. A very good morning to you. Happy Friday. I'm so jealous.
Well, listen, it's all your own fault. Yesterday I was at a wonderful wine tasting. Then I went for the most amazing food you've ever known. Sheep's this and that and... I mean, I think coming down here, it's as much about the food and the wine as the books and the authors and rooms. Honestly, Bongani, some rooms are going for about 10,000 rand a night.
Perhaps it's out of my league then. But let's talk about some of the conversations that are going to be taking place. For example, Mark Hefisa talking to Damon Galgut about The Promise and everything around reflecting on post-apartheid South Africa. That is going to be such an incredible conversation.
Well, I think it's going to be amazing, because whichever way you turn, there are astonishing combinations. And what is interesting to me this year is the authors and the people that they are actually speaking to. Because sometimes you've got Andrew Harding doing something with Michaela Wrong on The Wonder. You have just got everything. And Mark Pedisa himself is also interviewing other people. And he's got his update version of the Thabo and Becky biography.
Oh, which fantastic.
It's going to raise a few eyebrows, I think. And Andrew Harding and this conversation with Michaela Long, I think, is going to be one of the highlights. But Bongani, what I'm noticing are just the wonderful, wonderful authors. I think that Tsitsi Dangarembga, now, she's a Zimbabwean writer.
Yes.
She was the first Zimbabwean writer to actually write in English. And she has just won in March, the Wyndham Campbell Prize. It's $165,000. And it is one of the richest prizes you can win in literature anywhere. And she is all over the place speaking to people and stretching people, just making them think. I'm interviewing her on Sunday. I can't wait to interview her. With Pumla, for instance, she is talking to Pumla. Now, those two powerful women who stand for feminism and freedom and the liberty that women should have with all sorts of things together in one room, I think is going to be one of the highlights of the festival.
I mean, I really think this is really the one I will kick myself for missing, because even if I go next year or the year after, it may be hard to improve on the lineup. Tony Leon, for example, speaking to Bill Browder, that's going to be another interesting conversation. We've got our own Refilo Moloto, who's going to be talking to Zex Mda. But what does it feel like post-COVID, in a sense? I mean, I know the pandemic is still with us, but we're really getting now into that post-COVID era where we're adjusting to our new reality. What does it feel like in terms of the buzz there on the ground?
No, it's hectic. People mostly arrived yesterday evening. And of course, you've got people in outlying areas who are going to drive in for the day. So for today, for instance, there are 36 events taking place all over the place. So it's in halls, in back rooms, in council chambers, churches, everywhere. So wherever you look, there are people scurrying to get from one place to the other. And there is a sense of excitement. My landlady, I stay in a lovely guest house every single year when it's open. And she said to me, of all the festivals that Franschhoek holds, even Bastille Day, this is the one they love the most because of the excitement and the buzz. And I mean, international authors are thin on the ground, frankly, because very few of them have come out. There is a superstar who I didn't know about, by the way, called Christopher Lloyd, and his book is just extraordinary about it's for children. It's for climate and for responsibility and for kindness towards everybody. It's sponsored by the Prince of Wales. It's beautiful. So he's staying in my guest house. So wherever you go, for me, the excitement is walking down the main road and seeing people scurrying in every single direction. Also seeing world-famous authors just chatting, signing books, walking on in a restaurant. Joanne Joseph and I have got together and we're sharing a lunch tomorrow. We've got people beating us down because they want to sit at the table.
As I would imagine. As I would imagine. Jenny, it sounds absolutely... If there's any criticism I might have, it's perhaps that they're not live streaming some of these events, because it sounds like it's going to be an absolute, absolute party. You have fun. We'll catch up with you afterwards and maybe see how it went. Jenny Chris Williams there, veteran broadcaster and author, talking about the Franschhoek Literary Festival happening this weekend.